How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Busy day here today on the program. It is Wednesday. Last night, not only did we have the SmackDown show with one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in pro wrestling, but we had the finale of the Mae Young Classic. Took place immediately after SmackDown went off the air. Kairi Sane beat Shayna Baszler to win the Mae Young Classic. She will now be going on to get a championship match for the NXT Women's title. They did not give her the title. Instead, she won, and now they're going to do a match to determine who's going to be the champion. She will be involved. After winning the Mae Young Classic tournament earlier tonight, Kairi Sane will get a chance to become the next NXT Women's Champion at the TakeOver event in Houston on November 18th. Triple H confirmed the news to ESPN following tonight's tournament finals. I am very excited that she's the first champion. Now the question is, what's next for her? I can tell you what's next for her. On November 18th at the Toyota Center at the next NXT TakeOver, Kairi will be fighting to determine the new NXT Women's Champion. James McKenna of Pro Wrestling Sheet mentioned Sane may be one of the participants in a multi-women match to determine the next champion. So, the only thing that I can presume here is that, well, I can tell you one thing for sure. Kairi was always going to win this tournament. Shayna was never going to win the tournament. Shayna was, I guess, moved to the finale. She went all the way to the end, basically, because they are going to do something with the horsewomen. Even though they didn't do anything with the horsewomen last night on the show, they're going to do some angle at some point. I don't know when, but that's why Shayna ended up in the finals. But it probably was going to be Kairi versus Toni Storm in the finals had they not gone all the way with Shayna. Now, because they didn't put the title on the line in this tournament, and because Kairi is getting a title shot, my guess is that the next NXT Women's Champion is not Kairi Sane. Otherwise, they would have given her the belt here in the tournament. But we got a lot to talk about, including, yes, Kevin Owens and Vince McMahon. That's coming up right after the break. Wrestling Observer Live. We're back in the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I know everybody wants to talk about the Mae Young Classic today. Whatever you want to talk about, pro wrestling, mixed martial arts, that is current. 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Toll free. Text messages 425-780-7566. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter, at Sempervivi. Stay on topic with your calls today, everybody.
Why can't they talk about the good old days today?
Dude, there ain't no good old days after last night. Listen, everybody. I know everyone wants to talk about the Mae Young Classic, but I got to get this off my chest. This angle with Vince McMahon and Kevin Owens was the stupidest thing. I mean, I swear to God, this may have been the stupidest thing I've ever seen in pro wrestling. Now, I know that, like, in a sense, it was a great angle, okay? Like, the angle to set up where they're going, I mean, I don't really want to see Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens in a Hell in a Cell match, but whatever. Like, to set it up, this was a great angle. But listen to me. I know everybody listening to this knows about Katsuyori Shibata. If you don't, if for some reason you're Vince McMahon, like, he didn't know about it, let me explain to you what happened. There was a match with Okada and Shibata on a New Japan show. Shibata has this long, grueling match with the guy, and near the end of the match, he rears back and he gives the guy a stiff headbutt. Just a clunking headbutt. Like, people who were there in the building said, it was so disgusting. Like, whatever you saw on television, if you were there live at ringside, it was just the most grotesque thing you'd ever heard. He headbutts this guy right in the head. He busts himself open. Shibata, by the way, 37 years old. Let's keep that in mind. So, Shibata finishes the match, but, like, he's not doing so well. And when the match is over, like, there's a video online. You can go back and check this out. He can't quite stand up all right, and his right arm is useless. And he stumbles his way to the back on his own power, but he makes it to the back. And he immediately collapses, and he is taken to the hospital. Shibata is diagnosed with an acute subdural hematoma. blood on the brain. People die of this. This is a potentially fatal injury. He undergoes brain surgery. They slice open his head. They cut open his skull. He undergoes brain surgery. Later, he has to undergo another brain surgery. They tell the guy, you know, there's a good chance you're never going to walk normally again. You're absolutely never going to wrestle again. Like, it's all over. He does his rehab. He trains. Now, to be fair, he does eventually make a return in the sense that he came down to the ring, he got in the ring, and he announced that he's alive. Okay, maybe he'll wrestle again. I don't know. It's very, very unlikely that he
Mind
will
you,
wrestle again.
Wait, emphasize that one more time, because he announced that he was alive.
Because he almost died.
Yes, and almost went blind. There was concern of that. It was, as you said, a sickening headbutt.
So last night on this SmackDown show, Kevin Owens and Vince McMahon have their big confrontation. And to cut to the chase, Vince announces it's Kevin Owens, Shane McMahon, and Hell in a Cell. And Kevin Owens says, do you give me permission to destroy any McMahon family member if provoked? Vince says yes. Kevin, I guess, presumed that this is provocation. Which, by the way, speaking of lawsuits, I mean, there ain't no provocation for this. He just hauls off and headbutts Vince right in the head. And Vince goes down and he's immediately bleeding because it was a real headbutt. Now, I've seen online people saying, well, clearly this wasn't meant to happen. He wasn't meant to hit him that hard. Are you, like, seriously, are you out of your mind? Have you not watched any wrestling? Do you know nothing about Vince McMahon? You know how many people have been on this show and talked about how when they're in an angle with Vince McMahon, Vince every time says, you better lay it in. You better lay it in. If you've ever seen like a fake headbutt in pro wrestling, I'm telling you this is a wrestler. Like you grab the guy's head and you headbutt your own thumb or the back of your own hand, okay? There was no grabbing Vince McMahon's head. There was, you're going to stand in front of me and you're going to headbutt me in the head. How do there's two options. You either hit the guy or you miss the guy. You think that Vince McMahon came up with some sort of scenario where Kevin Owens is going to do a headbutt but miss and he's going to take a bump? Of course not. Of course not. Vince wanted the guy to headbutt him right in the head. He got busted open. He went down. The guy's 72 years old. He's not supposed to be taking bumps. But you know what? Somebody on Twitter go, well, did plans change? No, plans didn't change. It's Vince McMahon. Who's going to tell Vince McMahon no? Who?
Nobody.
So he takes the stiff headbutt to the head. He goes down. He's bleeding everywhere. Then he gets a super kick. Then he gets the big splash. Blah, 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 blah. Stephanie's out there. I mean, on top of all of the stupidity of taking a shoot headbutt or a stiff headbutt. It's not a shoot, but it's stiff. On top of all the stupidity of that, this is a guy who is in the middle of a concussion lawsuit. Like, hello?
Well, he never loses those, and, remember?
Well, yeah, that's what he said, but I mean, we can rattle off lawsuits he's lost. And that's why the company's called WWE. And then, if it's not stupid enough, they do this the night of the Mae Young Classic. And so, I swear to God, exactly 30 minutes later in the same building, Hunter and Stephanie are out there giving a trophy to Kairi Sane. Like, shouldn't they be at the hospital? Shouldn't they be mad? Shouldn't they be selling the angle where Kevin Owens tried to kill the 72-year-old guy with a shoot headbutt? Nope, they're out there smiling, handing off this trophy. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I dare anybody to show me something stupider in pro wrestling. And besides, like, Owen Hart coming down from the rafters where someone actually died.
It's such old hat for Stephanie that she just ran out there and just menacingly and angrily told Kevin to go to the back while she went and checked on her dad. Although I guess in K-Fabulous storyline mode, I guess depending on which way the wind is blowing, Stephanie will be happy about this, right? Is that what's going to happen? Or are we going to get what I'm fearing could happen, which could be Triple H and Kevin Owens after we get Kevin against Shane?
All I know is the Kevin Owens storyline revolved around Shane McMahon beating him up on a wrestling show And Kevin Owens claims that he's going to like sue the entire company. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I know it's pro wrestling and it's stupid, but like, if you have any knowledge of like anything, like on what grounds are you going to sue and get the entire company? Like, what damages did you suffer? Like, this is so stupid. And then, now the storyline is, Kevin Owens gave him a shoot headbutt because he was provoked. How? What did Vince McMahon do to provoke Kevin Owens into headbutting him and then giving him a big, like, if there's any semblance of realism in pro wrestling, like, the guy's fired. He never works in wrestling again. I mean, this, it's just so stupid. It's monumentally stupid.
But Vince was going to fire him after he filed the lawsuit, which I would assume, would lawyers actually on Vince's side before that? Wouldn't you just want to let things, you know, settle and things shake out? You don't, do you fire somebody in the middle of a lawsuit? I don't know.
Yeah, Vince is a billionaire. He's never lost a lawsuit. Why don't you sue Kevin Owens? You're guaranteed to win in storyline. You've never lost.
And the thing is, too, like, you're supposed to babyface Vince. Vince gets to rub it in that, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to starve you and your children out because laws are made for billionaires like me and not for the common person. So I'm going to tie you up in court forever because that's what baby faces do. And I know this is, you know, McMahon on Owens action where I guess it's all supposed to be shades of gray, but Shane was supposed to be the kind of sort of big baby face in all of this, yet
like Kevin Owens is the heel flat out.
But now, is he the way Vince talked to him? It's like, yeah. I kind of wanted to see, like, you know, Vince had to remind me that he's rich and rich people get the advantages and all that stuff. Like, I'm sure somebody's like, all right, well, Kevin, yeah, punch him in the face. Mm-hmm. I don't think they want him to headbutt him that like that. But that's the other thing, too. It blows my mind that they decided to go with the shoot headbutt and just think that was a good idea with anybody, let alone 70-year-old Vince McMahon. But that's Vince McMahon. I know Bully Ray and everybody else seems to love this, but it's insane.
Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live. Got a million text messages, callers on the line, couple of news notes first, and we'll get back to it here. If you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411. Toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. As I predicted yesterday, New Day regained the tag team titles. They beat the Usos. They're on their way to setting the record for the number of tag team titles held on SmackDown.
I want to know how Big E got out of Florida and got to Vegas.
Well, he didn't get it that bad. He was doing katas. He avoided the worst stuff. Mae Young Classic is noted. Kyrie beat Shayna. So apparently the story is they're going to do something with the horse women. I don't know when it's going to be. But I guess last week they decided that we could shoot an angle at any time. And we've done this entire thing. We're going to make the finale. They got 30 minutes. We're just going to make the whole thing about the finale and Kyrie. And so they did. And now, I guess, maybe they'll shoot an angle at No Mercy because Ronda lives in L.A. and the show is in L.A. So it's possible they're going to do it there. May do something in NXT. Who knows? There is an NXT taping tomorrow where Kyrie is going to debut and probably another girl from the Mae Young Classic is going to debut. And the latest I heard, and please, I don't want people to write this as a certainty because it's not, but latest I heard is that next summer, I know that everyone's been talking about the perhaps a tag team deal, but they may do another Mae Young Classic next summer.
It should.
Seems to be the working idea right now.
I think it's a great idea.
I got to read these texts. Everyone's just out of their minds.
Oh, what?
This person says, I disagree with your take. The provoking could have come when Vince was talking trash when they put the microphones down and started yelling. You can't put down the angle because somebody got hurt in another organization. You can put down the spot, but not the angle. Attack on the Boss is stone cold. Like, do people listen to this show? I mean, did I not say as an angle, like, it was a great angle? Did I not say that? I mean, I did, right? Am I imagining things?
I've been fighting stuff since Sunday, but
get,
yeah, I know.
Get out of here for crying out loud.
I know. They selective hearing.
Person says, did they stop the picture-in-picture during commercial breaks on SmackDown?
No, they still do it.
This person says, I hated the Vince segment. Once again, the McMahons are great. The wrestlers are sniveling geeks who don't want to get fired. I know it's what they do, but it sucks.
Well, I mean, look, you can't say that exactly in this case because Kevin Owens destroyed that man. He absolutely laid waste to him and, you know, outsmarted him in that, well, you know, you can't fire me deal. And he didn't get stopped by anybody as he was doing it. So, I mean, he certainly, you know, was the winner last night. Now, again, the spot didn't have to be done. And then the overkill of it all just didn't have to be done either, even though I'm sure in hindsight, if they could have gotten away going off the air with that drip of blood coming off of Vince's head, I think probably they would have done it.
Spurs says, Vince doesn't know Shibata from Dolph Ziggler. Owens made full contact by mistake. Oh, so what? he was gonna miss and Vince was just going to fall down? Are you kidding me?
Do you think that's what they were going with, the shake of the hands, are you ready? I mean, for God's sakes, it's Vince McMahon. The fact that he did this should surprise no one. I mean, really, if you think about it, really, you shouldn't be surprised by this at all. Even with the lawsuit, even with all that sort of stuff, when Vince gets in Vince mode and he's in the ring and he's Mr. McMahon, this doesn't surprise me in the least.
This person says, so help me God, the next Mae Young Classic better be dropped an episode at a time. Well, I got bad news for you. Apparently, they were very happy with the way that it went. And so for the foreseeable future, they're probably going to be doing it this way. So that's the story.
Well,
let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Austin from Linwood.
Yes, Austin.
I'm mad. So let's start. Yeah, let's just talk about this Vince thing, because everything I want to say is about this Vince thing. Misawa, Benoit, just, you know, everything that we've already seen in this business, now he's doing it again. He says that, you know, the laws of, you know, the regular laws of lawsuits and courts and such don't apply to him, but the laws of nature do, and death comes for us all, and he gets what he deserves at this point. That's all I have to say.
All right.
That's all I have to say.
I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't wish death on Vince McMahon, that's for sure, but, I mean, he's 72, and someone here goes, why didn't he take a pop-up powerbomb? He's not supposed to be taking bumps.
It's got the hips and everything else. Forgot 70. How old? 70.
72.
What? 72 years old. Even though
he's outlived
not,
his own father right now. By the way,
well, by far, and his father had cancer too. There was that too, and I'm sure Vince takes that as a huge victory. And you see the way he keeps his body, no matter how it is that he gets that body, and he is, for a 72-year-old man, he can do things that many other 72-year-olds absolutely couldn't dream of doing, but there's also a reason for that. You're 72, and he doesn't need to be doing it, and I hope, if nothing else, this is his last hurrah.
This person says, wasn't the provocation all the talking Vince was doing in his face right before the headbutt? So if you go to the grocery store, and you get upset, like, let's say you go to the grocery store. This could be the greatest analogy anyone's ever heard. You go to the grocery store, and you want a grass-fed ribeye. And the butcher goes, sorry, we don't have any grass-fed meat today. And you say, oh, you absolute numbskull, I'm trying to be non-profane here. Mm. And you yell at the guy because he doesn't have grass-fed ribeye. And then he grabs his butcher knife and, like, butchers you. I mean, that's okay because you yelled at him. That's proper provocation for this. I mean, give me a break. Stupid. This person says, I've been seeing a lot of WWE apologists who are saying the headbutt was fake and that Vince bladed. Yeah, they're stupid.
Oh, my God.
This person says, the angle with Kevin Owens makes wrestling feel cool again.
Well.
Whatever you think.
But hey, if that works for you, yeah, again, it doesn't take away from the spot being, you know, completely ludicrous, but okay.
This person says, should one half of the iconic duo get the NXT Women's title before Sane or Ember Moon? I don't think it matters. I mean, whoever it is, they're going to be following Asuka, so good luck to them. Person says, I truly felt queasy watching the blood start to pour. How often is Vince at TV and house shows these days anyhow? He's at TV most of the time. Not at house shows, unless it's like Madison Square Garden.
Who is the fighter that got his, in Bellator, the old UFC fighter that got his skull cracked by the Pokemon punch or whatever it was? You remember that?
Talk about Mr. Cyborg.
That's right. It was Cyborg. Yeah, he got his the dent in his head. I mean, it's like, look, and again, I know it's that things like this don't usually happen, even with a stiff or a shoot headbutt, but, you know, they could. Like, is this something that you want to risk? I just, especially in this day and age, to do that, where, again, you could have just kicked his rear end, which he did anyway, and it would have been made just, it still had the same effect.
Yeah, the guy couldn't just super kick him and then do the whole rest of the thing. He had to shoot headbutt him.
Yeah, the super kick and the frog splash would have been just fine.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi, this is Daniel from LA. So I'm just wondering, you think that Kevin Owens will get hit for what happened? I mean,
are you kidding me?
We know that Vince is,
no, he won't get hit.
But we know that Vince is like crazy enough to ask for like being like headbutt hard. But like, isn't like common sense to like not do it to like a 70 years old?
Yeah, but
and also,
but hold on a second, who's in charge?
Yeah.
Vince.
Yeah, so if he wanted to be headbutted and the guy headbutted him, I mean, how's Kevin Owens gonna get heat? Who's gonna who heat with who?
Lay it in, pal.
Maybe Stephanie or Triple H, I don't know.
But yeah. Vince is in charge. Like, it doesn't matter. Like Steph has no hand in creative and Hunter is underneath Vince. Like Vince is in charge.
In front of his kids, Shane, with no wind in his body at all, will jump off the side of a cage, you know, 20 feet to the floor. So, I mean, you know, it's not like this family doesn't have any problem doing crazy things. This is what they do. And I'm sure they're very happy with what Kevin Owens did. It's just, it kills me because I'm going to tweet out a GIF here in a little bit of Haku and Harley Race, two of the legitimately toughest guys to ever, you know, put on a pair of tights and lace up boots. And they do a worked headbutt that looks as real as, well, that one last night. But you know what? No one got hurt.
Also have a great idea for the Miz having a child. Like, you can make it a storyline. So this is the idea. Jason Jordan is the father.
I've heard that one. I've heard that one.
That should be a great idea. I mean, that's great. You just follow up. It's just a follow-up for the Kurt Angle stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad, but it's so bad, but it becomes, you know?
And it plays into the feud. I want to thank you very much for the call. Someone had mentioned that on Twitter. Jason Jordan is the daddy.
Oh, my God. Can we work this into a Total Divas somehow? Like, remember how they had the worked? Who was it? Was it Fandango and Natty or something that they tried to tease? We're going to do something. Can we work that somehow into Total Divas? That would be ridiculous.
It was Natty and her old friend from Calgary, Jared.
That's
person says, Jinder Mahal is doing bad stand-up comedy now. Who is he? Al Snow? God, I can't decide which one was worse. That was so bad last night.
I don't know. The Singh brothers are great.
Singh brothers weren't the ones doing comedy.
Well, they were behind him doing the comedy. I thought they are. Can't we just get the Singh brothers in the New Day? I mean, is there any? What's wrong with that? Can I have that?
No, they don't think they're good enough workers.
Why? For God's sake.
I don't know.
Who
why
cares?
Don't yell at me? I didn't say it.
You know what? While they're doing that, and you can have just the entertainment value there, then you can give me the Usos and the World's Greatest Tag Team Part 2, and then that'll fulfill the work break part of the whole deal.
This person says, I find it odd they didn't use the female referee in the finals. I'm not absolutely positive, but I could have sworn someone told me she wasn't even in the building.
Kennedy Brink?
Like, they didn't even have her go to Vegas.
That kind of sucks. Did there's Jackie there behind the announcers? Did I see her there?
She may have been.
I just love how they had all of these luminaries seemingly there, and I didn't watch. Maybe
well, stand
they
by.
Every...
We'll get this after the break. Wrestling Observer Live. You're back on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to give us a call here today on the show, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. Yes, Shane McMahon and Kevin Owens are in a Hell in a Cell match at the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, so Vince takes a stiff headbutt. Now his son goes into the cage to jump off something high. Whatever. And
then Kevin can get traded to Raw where he's got to deal with Stephanie and the son-in-law.
And also Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly finally have a name. There is a new WWE shirt out describing them as the Undisputed Era.
What?
Yep. Cole,
no.
Fish, and O'Reilly, CFO.
Boo.
Shock the system.
Boo.
So that's going to be for sale tomorrow at the NXT tapings if you want to go grab one. The Undisputed Era.
The Undisputed Era. Era. Era? 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 No. It's just either way. It's too bulky. Why can't it just be the Undisputed? I guess there's probably a trademark on that. The Undisputed Era.
Look through some of these comments from the tweet I did yesterday about Shibata. Unbelievable how many stupid people are on my timeline. Like, my favorite one is, I can't believe you complain about this and you don't complain about New Japan. You know how many times I've had to hear that over the last 2 weeks? Are people so stupid?
Like, well, they get Dave to respond to it, so.
I ain't going to respond to it. I mean, I spent like 15 minutes talking about how stupid the Shibata headbutt was. I mean, was he not in New Japan when that happened?
15 minutes, it was days of it. I mean, he just couldn't help but get away from it once the news, because it was like, didn't think it was even real. You know, there was question over, is this just like really good work? And then, you know, it harkened immediately back to the tragedy and the damn near, what turned into a real, real tragedy of Takayama suffering the stroke after the match with Kensuke Sasaki for longtime Japanese wrestling
fans.
Yeah,
Takayama is paralyzed from the neck down. He's a quadriplegic for life.
Yeah.
And Hanma almost ended up a quadriplegic. Misawa's dead. Like, this stuff was all stupid. It's just stupid. Am I the only one? I mean, I know I'm not. Got a million texts right here. And then this person says, why is no one talking about Gentleman Jack Gallagher is no longer a gentleman? Well, because a lot of other stupid stuff happened.
It was the big doings on the network last night. Obviously not the Mae Young Classic. It was certainly Gentleman Jack turning to the dark side and teaming with Brian Kendrick. I believe that's how that went.
Friend says, I enjoyed the wrestling on SmackDown. Tag match was good. Women's match was good. U.S. title match also good. There was good wrestling on the show. I never said there wasn't. This person says, if the Butcher asks permission to cut you first, then yes. Well, I don't think that Vince asked him to. I see what you're saying. I mean, he did, but. This person says, the jokes were not great, but I like the message in Mahal's promo. He dissed Nakamura, then turned it around to make the fans feel bad for laughing. But if they were laughing, it was because of the sings. They were amazing.
They were amazing. He seemed a little loose. I mean, I'll say this. They just need to let him kind of figure out where he could be him as the sings are behind him, you know, adding color to the proceedings by being completely goofy. I mean, it's just he can't. This was at least a welcome departure from the consistent canned promo that he's been doing over and over again. So at least that was somewhat of a step in the right direction if you want to look for positives in all this.
This person here says, should Barbie's boyfriend Ken be worried about traveling to Reno now that there's a Mae Young doll? There is a Mae Young doll. It was unveiled last night on the red carpet.
Oh my God.
Looks exactly like Lana.
Really?
Yep, show does. John says Mike saw Kia Stevens in the front row. They had the cast from Netflix at the show. That is correct.
I didn't see the red carpet gimmick, so the 2 hours or whatever it was, but I'm surprised they didn't fit that in, because they seemed like they had some gaps where they could show people in the crowd. I know they did a little bit. They showed Dana Warrior and Medusa, and I can't remember who else it was there, but they didn't really kind of focus on any luminaries at all. I think they only mentioned, what's her name, Kate Nash, I think, that's on that Glow show. I think they only used her as part of one of the video packages or something like that. So I'm surprised they didn't go around and mention anybody that was there.
This person says, I did not wish death on him, but quite frankly, this is our Linwood caller. Quite frankly, if he gets really hurt as a result of this, it's not like it has not been earned. This person says, oh my God, here we go. The provocation was all about that stuff that Vince said to Owens about firing him. Really, what about all the stuff that Owens said to Vince? So it's only provocation if it goes one way? It's still stupid. Like, that's not provocation that allows you to practically kill a guy. It's a stupid storyline. This person says, anyone who requires grass-fed beef deserves more than a headbutt. Oh man, tell that to my abs.
Thought you moved up to bison. You're still going with the ribeye, huh?
Bison, are you kidding me? I could almost guarantee this person said that Vince was telling Owens he'd better headbutt the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Probably was. I'm sure he told him that in the back.
See, did you see the aggressive handshaking and everything, too? And I'm sure it takes a moment on both sides of the ledger there. And again, there was no surprise why people think that this was Kevin Owens has gone too far. I mean, I guess maybe that's just the world we live in. I mean, I can't believe we were blurring back this to as if it wasn't supposed to happen. It blows my mind.
This person says, well, it's not okay, but if the butcher was the top heel in the grocery store, then it makes sense, right? Yes, hold on. It does make sense. But if a guy and the butcher get in an argument over grass-fed beef, and the butcher takes out his butcher knife, and he just cuts the guy and practically kills him, like, he's not working there the next day, right? He's probably going to be arrested. He's probably going to be fired. Doesn't that make sense?
It's a hell of a
If it doesn't make sense, then you're shopping at the wrong grocery store.
Scary grocery store. It's a hard place to live.
What else do we have here? I'm just flooded with these. We do have phone lines open, however. If you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. This person says, why aren't they called Dishonored? Well, you could do that if you wanted to.
That would have been better, actually, in some ways, even though I still wouldn't touch anything with Ring of Honor. But
hey, listen, whatever you think of the Undisputed Era, it's better than O'Reilly, Fish, and Cole, which is what they've been called, okay? It's better than that.
Well, actually, no, because if it was Fish, O'Reilly, and Cole, you can put the FOC on a shirt and yell that one out loud.
Person says, what are the odds of Asuka showing up at No Mercy? Well, she may show up there, but she won't be wrestling. She can't wrestle for months. So, No Mercy is in a week and a half.
Yes. Coming soon, Asuka. Right brand, though. You know, bad brand if you want entertaining matches. Right brand if you need star quality, so.
Person says, I literally refused to watch the Shibata match when I heard about the headbutt. Well,
it was amazing. It was a great match. Now, here's the thing. It was an amazing, it was a great match, one of the matches of the year, one of the top 20. If some people, probably it's in their top three. But there was the other thing. Didn't actually need that headbutt. It was still a great match without it. And in fact, because of how we view it, and because of what happened to Shibata, it's a spot that actually only takes away from the match now.
Oh, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Great match from the matches of the year.
Hey, how you guys
doing
today?
It's me.
Hey, what's up? Turn us down in the background. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm sorry. Let me do it right now. Do it right now. Doing it right now. There we go. Sorry about that.
All right, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to add a little bit to what you guys were saying. Yeah, I think the whole thing is pretty crazy. I was watching last night. I'll be honest. I had to mute some of it. I'm a huge fan. Big watcher. One thing that really just blew my mind, what you guys have been talking about the past few days, Dolph Ziggler again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was just, you know what? I'm going to stop talking now and I'll let you go because I can't even bring myself to words to describe it.
He's leaving, right? He's got to be.
That's what I thought. I thought this guy's got to be quitting, but he's not. This is like some idea they've got.
Really?
Like, this is some idea to get him over.
Does it end with Bobby Roode killing him? Because it should.
You know, was it Ziggler and Miz last year that had the back and forth and Miz just eviscerated the guy? Anyway, they did something last year with Ziggler and it involved him just getting massacred on the mic and just made out to be such a geek. And I remember Filthy and I were talking about it and we're talking about, oh my God, he's such a geek. Like, this is killing this guy. And somebody in the company was like, we really like what we're doing with Ziggler. And he's going to end up in a better place because of this. And I was like, well, I guess we'll see. Well, he wasn't. And whatever the plan is here, like, I'm sure the idea is he's going to end up in a better place. I mean, it has to be. Because he can't get much lower. Every week coming out here. I will say, actually, I should save this for the Filthy show, but so he's doing this gimmick where he comes out and he recreates everybody's entrance. And he sucks at it. Like, you never knew how much talent Naomi had, for example, until you see Ziggler trying to do Naomi's entrance.
So I almost get a full knee replacement because he blew it out trying to do the slide on the ramp.
So he's failing at everybody else's entrance. And then, of course, he has to say, you know, anybody can do it. And it's like, well, anyone can't do it because you can't. So what are you talking about? Finally, he goes backstage last night. And he comes out as the Ultimate Warrior. The one entrance that he runs faster than Warrior. He sprints around the ring much quicker. And for a second there, I was thinking, he finally found one that he can do better. But then it hit me. And this is so ironic because it's Dolph Ziggler. He did it too fast. He ran so fast. He ran so fast down the ramp and so fast around the ring that there was no time for you to, like, even see what was going on. I thought, man, this is just, like, this guy can't win for losing. He's got to just quit and go somewhere else. Go to PWG. Go do what Cody Rhodes is doing. Just get out on the indies and get away from this company. You're sinking. Bert says, I agree with your tweet. The headbutt from KO to 72-year-old Vince was among the dumbest things I've ever seen in wrestling the last few years. Took me away from the rest of the segment. It's up there with Shibata Okada and another one I saw at Stardom between Jungle Kiona and HZK. The Mae Young finale was a good match. Overall, good presentation. I'm glad they did not do the four horsewomen angle. What do you even talk about the match? It was a good match.
It was a good match. It was a good match. It reminds me, I've seen some bad headbutts in Japan with women's wrestling over the last 15 years. Too often. Way too often. So it's not like just an isolated thing, although at this point it should be. The other thing with Dolph, too, just back to him real quick, doing Bayley's entrance, which will guarantee get you booed. Is that, you know, just for God's sakes, really, I can't believe they actually have this as an idea. I refuse to believe that he's got to be leaving.
Hey,
this
listen,
is painful.
This person reminds us, Ziggler, after all of that abuse from Miz, won the Intercontinental title after putting up his career, which, by the way, was a great match and got a great reaction.
It's true.
And then he immediately lost it back to the Miz, and his career was not helped in, like, one bit after that. He continued to sink. So it didn't work out in the end. Because it's not about a one-night pop. It's about the follow-up. And they had all of these great ideas leading to that one-night pop, and then they just gave it back to the Miz. This person says, am I the only one who thought it was disrespectful to make fun of Warrior's entrance in front of Dana? That's right, she was there. Yeah. Maybe they felt that it was a tribute, and she would like it. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live. We're back in the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Another 1,000 text messages in here. First one or two times Dolph did it last week, I thought it was kind of funny, but it just made me reach for the fast forward button last night. Apparently that guy's not a fan. Dolph will make fun of the wrong guy. Said guy comes out. Dolph jumps him. That's where he thinks this is going. I don't think that's going to help his career much.
No.
This person here says, I think, oh, he's still talking about his Dolph angle that he had. I agree with you in the big picture about the headbutt. Vince could have gotten a concussion. It was hard way blood. I do, however, look forward to seeing Shane versus Owens Hell in a Cell. Shane matches are entertaining to watch.
Okay. They are spectacles.
Just want to tell you guys how much I enjoy your shows. Been a subscriber now for 2 months. Thoroughly enjoy everything, this person says. Hey, aww, you could be a subscriber as well. I didn't make that up either. That was totally random. I saw that one. WrestlingObserver.com. We got daily radio shows. I got two more coming up today. Myself and UFC star Filthy Tom Lawler coming up this afternoon. We'll talk SmackDown, Royal Rumble 1997, and a lot more. Plus SmackDown last night and Mae Young Classic. And then later tonight, Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. All of the news from the week. We're up at least three or four times a week, myself and Dave. Got the Brian and Vinny show last night. If you're a fan of the old school stuff, Retro Raw and Retro Nitro from 19 years ago this week. Check that one out from last night. Observer Lives every day. Commercial free replays up on the site after they air. And so much more. So check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. If you like this show, I guarantee you, you will love a subscription to WrestlingObserver.com. Plus, you get 8,000 archived shows and the weekly Wrestling Observer newsletter. Every show we have done dating back to 2005 and hundreds of back issues of The Observer. So check it out, everybody. We're out of here. Thanks, Mike, as always. Everybody at the studio, callers, listeners, we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.